in, though, as a team of medical experts from Japan are wrapping up their visit to a pair of First Nations in Northern Ontario today. The scientists and doctors visit periodically to research the effects of mercury poisoning at Grassy Narrows and Wobsamung. People there got sick after mercury was dumped in a nearby river more than 40 years ago by a pulp mill upstream in Dryden. CBC's Jody Porter traveled to Grassy Narrows while the Japanese team was there. She's with us from our Thunder Bay studios this afternoon. Hey, Jody.
Hi, Jason.
You've been to Grassy Narrows before when the Japanese researchers visited. What was different about this trip?
Well, this was a special meeting where the Japanese could present and discuss their findings, their research with members of Canada's Mercury Disability Board. Now, Jason, that's the board that was set up in the 1980s by Ontario to distribute disability pensions to people in the First Nations who are experiencing symptoms of mercury poisoning. So the Japanese are the world experts on the subject because of the environmental disaster at Minamata Bay in the 1950s in Japan. And they were really keen to share their knowledge and to help. About a dozen Japanese experts crowded into the Trapper's Hall in Grassy Narrows last week when I was there, along with two members of the Disability Board and several community members for what turned out to be a really intense meeting.
What was so intense about it?
Well, there were a couple of things going on. One is the completely different ways that Canada and Japan approach victims of mercury poisoning, and I'll get back to that. The second thing that made it a very personal, a very intense meeting is the degree of illness that you see in Grassy Narrows and the people that experience. Many, many people there are struggling with symptoms like tunnel vision or numbness in their feet, which makes it difficult to balance when they're walking. And it makes getting around the First Nation with its gravel roads, its rough roads, not a wheelchair ramp in sight. It makes it really difficult to get out and get around. At its most extreme, mercury poisoning mimics ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, where your body just shuts down and you lose the ability to swallow in the end. I also heard about several children in Grassy Narrows who are experiencing developmental delays, even seizures that some people attribute to the mercury poisoning.
Yeah.
So the pain experienced by the people at Grassy Narrows is palpable, and it's been going on for decades.
So you said Canada seems to take a bit of a different approach to mercury than Japan. What is Canada's approach?
Well, Canada's answer to the mercury poisoning is the Mercury Compensation Board that I mentioned earlier. It doles out pensions averaging about $400 per month for those lucky enough to be approved. Chair Margaret Wanlin was at the meeting. She says only 27% of adults and 32% of kids who apply for that pension receive it. So fewer than half, Jason. And she explains the approach that the board takes in assessing who is eligible for the disability pension.
The board has a series of criteria that were developed in the early days to measure different kinds of impacts. And the way it was set up, it was to look at how will this impact a person in conducting their traditional life. So would a person be able to fish? Would they be able to hunt? Would they be able to use a chainsaw in their work to get firewood for their family? So it's a functional assessment, and how does mercury affect the functioning of a person?
That's Margaret Wanlin there, who was just speaking. So how is the Japanese approach different from Canada's?
Well, the Japanese believe that everyone who was exposed to mercury should be compensated, but just as importantly, that their healthcare needs should be addressed. Masanori Hanada is the head of the Center for Minamata Studies in Japan. He says the discussions in Canada right now are like deja vu for him, conversations that he says have been going on for 30 years now. Hanada says it's time to stop limiting who is considered a victim and time to start treating everyone who was exposed to mercury.
I repeat and repeat 100 times with government this kind of discussion. They lived here. They eat fish because they were very poor. I know, you know. And this fish was were contaminated, and they have neurological symptoms. I think it is enough to admit déjà is a victim of mercury contamination.
So how likely is it that we will see the Japanese approach adopted in Canada?
Well, Jason, Ontario has announced a review of the Mercury Compensation Board, but it appears to be a limited review looking at upping the pension to match inflation rates. There's also talk of a special health care facility in Kenora to address the needs of mercury victims. Now, Kenora is still at least an hour drive on a rough road away from Grassy Narrows and still closer than Winnipeg, where most people now need to go for health care. It's not clear when that facility would be built or who would staff it, so it's really quite preliminary at this point. But for the people of Grassy Narrows, it goes beyond whether it's the Japanese approach or the Canadian approach to a holistic Ojibwe or Anishinaabe approach. And that ties in, the contamination ties into their concerns about other resource activity on their traditional lands. Now, some research has shown that logging, for example, adds to the mercury burden. So people already exposed to contamination would be exposed to more through clear-cut logging. So people at Grassy Narrows continue their blockade, their resistance against those sorts of resource activities, and they're seeking control over their own resources. And they tie that back to this issue of mercury. So Jason, you can see there are many, many layers to this story.
How can people find out more?
Well, you'll find lots of photos and more details online. I think you put a link up to your my story on your Facebook page. CBC's medical science reporter Kelly Crowe also has an in-depth analysis of the research on mercury. It's also online. Kelly will have a report on The National tonight. And if you stay tuned to CBC Radio, I've got a story on World at 6 where I'll take you right into an examination room with the Japanese researchers and one of the people from Grassy Narrows.
Okay, Jody, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's Jody Porter in Thunder Bay. More on that story, as mentioned, coming up in the World at 6 tonight. Also, Kelly Crowe having special coverage on The National this evening with Peter Mansbridge.